One of the most hotly contested congressional races in the country is on the North Shore in Massachusetts' 6th District. There, 16-year incumbent Democrat John Tierney and his Republican challenger, former state senator Richard Tesei, are locked in a tough race. We caught up with both Tierney and Tesei on the campaign trail yesterday to talk about the race, which has turned personal and at times bitter. Here's Tierney.
If you looked at some of the things that they're passing out or mailing out, you'd be shocked and offended that somebody would stoop to that low level.
We'll hear more from Congressman Tierney tomorrow, but today it's Richard Tesei.
The only thing positive he said in the entire campaign is 8 words. I'm John Tierney and I paid for this ad. And then it goes downhill right from there.
We met Tesei, who's trying to become the first Republican congressman elected in the state since 1994, at Brothers Deli and Restaurant in Wakefield yesterday. In this hard-fought campaign, Tierney has charged that if Tesei is elected, he'll be a lockstep Republican, voting with the party. Tesei rebutted that, pointing to his time on Beacon Hill when Mitt Romney was governor.
When Mitt Romney was the governor, I voted with him 54% of the time. I voted against him 46% of the time. I didn't do that on purpose. I just looked at every issue individually, like a woman's right to choose. I disagreed with Governor Romney and voted against him on gay marriage. I disagreed with Governor Romney and voted against him on stem cell research. I disagreed with Governor Romney and voted against him.
You do agree with Mitt Romney on at least one issue, whether or not national health care or Obamacare, as even the president has called it, will be repealed. You supported the state health care law in 2006, but you've said you want to repeal on national health care because you say it'll raise taxes. Don't a lot of people in your district tell you that they support the national law?
Well, I think that a lot of people are mixed on it right now, and it's a very divisive issue. And what I've said is that I'd like to repeal it, but I'd also like to replace it with, you know, something else.
Replace national health care with something else, or just go the state route?
I think basic things like, you know, what we have here in Massachusetts, we have pre-existing conditions covered. We have kids up to 26 years old. There are a lot of good things in the health bill. I'm not saying that, you know, everything should be just, you know, tossed out. You know, you could replace the bill, the 2,700-page bill, with something more reasonable and more basic, and then allow the states to come in and be innovative and put their own programs in place.
Federal budget. You said you wouldn't support Paul Ryan's budget proposal, which would cut trillions of dollars in federal spending and turn Medicare into a voucher program. But you called it a good starting point. What would you do to balance the budget that's different?
You know, most people think of the federal government as a big piece of meat, and they think that there's a big piece of fat right on the meat, and you can cut it off, and that's how you reduce, you know, the budget deficit. It doesn't work like that. The fat is marbled all through the meat. And one of the things I've learned is running for Congress is that no matter where I go, people will come up to me and say, you know what, I work for the federal government in this agency or that agency, and you would not believe the amount of money that's being wasted. And, you know, I think most people would agree with me that, you know, probably 20% of all federal spending is just wasteful.
Congressman Tierney has criticized you for not paying federal income taxes in 2006 and 2008 because of reported losses from the real estate firm that you co-own. Do you think that's fair? Do you think the tax code should be reformed so that even those who lose money should pay something?
You know, I didn't have any taxable income to pay taxes on. The congressman had almost $250,000 in illegal gambling proceeds that he chose not to report to the federal government. That's obviously a problem. So, you know, I think you're talking about two different things, and I think the congressman has a lot of chutzpah to even bring this up as an issue with me because, you know, I had to take second mortgages on my homes. I had to go out and borrow a lot of money just to keep my business open.
Let's talk about Congressman Tierney for a couple of minutes. A lot of controversy in the campaign over his wife's legal troubles involving the illegal offshore gambling ring run by her brothers. You've hammered away at it on the campaign trail and in campaign ads. Why is what happened to his wife and her brothers fair game for your campaign against Tierney?
Well, you know what, Bob, I think you have it wrong. It's John Tierney that's the issue, not his wife. And from the beginning of this, he came out and he told people things that just weren't true. And the reason he's having trouble right now isn't because of his wife, it's because of him.
So straight out, you don't believe him either?
It's very, I mean, I'm meeting thousands of people across the district every week. They don't believe him. I don't believe that, listen,
What about
if
you
believe him,
what about you?
Can we go backwards? Well, I'll say this. If I was the congressman for this district and I found out that almost $250,000 in illegal gambling money went into my household, or any money from an illegal source, and I knew about it for 2 years, and he's known about it for 2 years, I would have given back the money. I would have given the money to the government. I would have given it up. So I would have handled it a lot different. And people of fear in this district. You know, if he came out at the beginning and said, you know what, I made a mistake. This thing got beyond me. Before I knew it, you know, all this stuff was going on. People would have said, you know what, you know, that's okay. But he didn't do that. He's lied and he's been dishonest the whole time. And it's all caught up to him.
So then back to the big picture. Are you going to win? Are you going to become the first Republican congressman in Massachusetts in a good number of years?
Yeah, I feel optimistic, but very cautious. It's very hard to defeat a 16-year incumbent here in Massachusetts.
Richard Tessay, good to see you.
Thank you.
And thanks again.
A pleasure to see you, and hopefully I'll see you after the election as well.